to let you know.
Call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
James.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Conry.
Here.
Gleba.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here. Okay. Ms. Blanchard, do you want to start off with your little memo here?
Sure. You all read the memo. I have shared with you previously the good news about the fund balance. After the last meeting, Natasha and I went through and made changes to the budget as requested by council. The two items that remain unsettled at this time are the CWA contract negotiations and the police shared services numbers. I did speak with Kevin McCarthy, the CFO of the township today, and he has informed me that I will have those numbers tomorrow, but we're probably looking at a 2% increase, anywhere between 1 and 2, but I'd say 2 to be safe. We still have 4% in the budget. So,
One quick question with the CWA. We had also requested that they take out the part-time.
We 2%. Did take out the part-time.
It hasn't taken out.
That's correct.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yep. The other items that we did place in this year's budget after our previous conversations, the first thing we did put in the capital budget was $25,000. Well, actually, we didn't put it in capital. We just funded it, right?
We just funded
right.
It, yeah.
$25,000 for the AC in the fire hall. We included $200,000 for a road project. The streets committee will be meeting on Monday to discuss potential streets that we could use this money for.
Could I interrupt you there? Do they meet like with John Byrd? Do you remember a few years ago when Rich Fallon was here and John Byrd came before council with like a list of streets that he recommended that we do like maintenance on before it goes too bad?
That actually came from the engineer.
I think he's talking about something different.
I think he wanted to tar and chip some roads.
Right, some roads.
Like
I was wondering if that could be part of the streets committee discussion, and maybe some of that could be done as well.
That meeting is at what time? 4:30.
Yes.
He's done working at 4:30.
Well, could you get that information and have them put it in their mailbox, just so that. Because I wanted back then to do it, but back then we didn't have it anyway.
Yeah.
And because I kind of agree that we should be doing some kind of maintenance, you know, on some of these roads. Again, you'd have to choose which roads from that list, too.
Yeah, and that will be on roads that haven't failed yet. We're just trying to extend their life.
Right. But you know what? I have a feeling some of them I have, it's probably too far gone. Probably.
Rob?
I just have a comment about that maybe the Streets Committee can talk about too, is, you know, if we only allocate $200,000, that's not going to do barely anything. It might help to do a little maintenance, but, you know, if you're going to do any street projects, you're talking into big money. So maybe it's a good idea to put some of this money on hold and use it later on, but, you know, because $200,000, how far of a street, I mean, is it going to be maybe even a mile of a street?
Well, I think they're going to finish one that was started.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, and then, of course, there's going to be public outcry as to, well, how come my street's not done?
Well, there's a priority list from the engineer.
I understand all that, but
yeah, I mean,
what I'm saying is
might you're
going to 100 barely
yards worth of street.
Exactly. That's the whole problem with that. But, you know, that's just the number that's there. That's why I commented on that. That's all.
Well, I mean, you've got to start somewhere. If you're talking about serious road improvements, you're talking about issuing debt, because there is no even
right.
if you put
or you save money, like I just suggested.
Yeah, as you're saving, your roads are deteriorating more
right.
and more.
Well,
so the cost
right.
of it is getting bigger. So maybe you need to be fixing and then...
Right, like that maintenance was.
Right, and hopefully as the fund balance becomes very stable and your debt drops off and everything, you might be able to issue a new debt for the serious capital project.
While we're on that, can, for that meeting on Monday, you're going to be there, no? Okay. Can you get what it costs per mile through the Warren Mars Co-op? I think it was like some ridiculously low amount of money per mile to...
About $150,000?
Is that only paving though, Dave? What about curbs and...
You're not going to do any job for $200,000 for curbs and sidewalks.
That was my concern.
It looked what they did with, they went off of Railroad Avenue, Beethoven Avenue?
Yeah.
That was what, $175,000?
$147,000.
And how, what, that was half a mile? What is that?
I don't think it was a half a mile.
I mean, yeah, no, it is.
But they did do drugs and...
They did, they included that in the price.
Right. Maybe we can apply for a DOT grant and...
Supplement it.
Yeah, to supplement. But if you can find out how much that is.
In my manager's report, I did discuss the opportunity for a grant with the county to have 75% of a generator funded. The cost to the borough would be 25%. I am meeting with the engineers this week to work out some cost estimates. This $37,000 that I included in the budget is high end after a preliminary conversation with our engineer and seeing what some of the other municipalities are doing who are applying for this grant. I do expect this number to come down, but I can't guarantee it.
Is that our 25% of the cost?
$37,000 would be our 25%.
Wow, that's an expensive generator.
It includes everything from the platform, from the electrical, to the gas, the natural gas hookup. It's everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's expensive to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. The other two items here, the reserve for tax appeal and the reserve for salary settlements. We did take the reserve for tax appeal out after our previous budget meeting, but we're putting it back in so that we can start to build this reserve along with the salary settlement so that we don't have to place a burden on future budgets. We know that the ASF is leaving. We know that they are going to level their buildings and they will apply for, they'll appeal their taxes. So that is something that we have to look to the future too. Also, the salary settlement, we have some long-time employees who could be retiring. We want to start to build this reserve so that we can fully fund our liability. If someone, if we all were to leave or if someone were to leave, we want to have this funded. I know Natasha can speak a little bit more to that, but right now our liability is $100,000. So we want to start to build a reserve to fund this liability that we have.
What is it, like a separate trust account kind of?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would, if the budget passes, I will bring the resolution to establish a dedication by rider for it.
Well, isn't it currently already one there, since you have $100,000?
That's
our liability. That's on the books. What we owe if everyone
walks
out the door.
Okay.
We would have to apply to the state for permission to set it up, but it's still approved because it's pretty much automatic. But you know how, when you looked at the budget, you said you were expecting the tax collector budget to drop substantially, and it didn't because we have payoff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we build those reserves, then we, A, can reap the benefits of the fact that somebody's leaving and, you know, the salary changes in that particular budget year.
Right.
And B, like Christine and I had a call with Moody's last Thursday, and when they evaluate the quality of the municipality, you know, and what ratings they give you, they look to see if you have, you know, healthy fund balance, if you have reserves, if you have your funded your liability, if you have all those little pockets of money and you are not, you know, running day by day,
right.
The last two items, we did add an additional $50,000 for legal to help cover the cost of litigation. We did add $500 to administration to help on the tax collector search, we've had to re-advertise twice, and I expect that we'll have to advertise one more time. That's where we're at. I think right now we have a budget reduction of $5,600. I expect it to come down more, especially with the police numbers coming in lower than we budgeted for.
How much, if you take 2% instead of 4% for the police salaries, what difference is that going to make in terms of the...
For the police budget?
Yeah.
I estimated a reduction of $45,000.
That's it?
2%.
That's 2%.
Oh, that's 2%. That's what I'm asking. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we know...
All right, let's see. I have just a couple quick questions. So how much total, I couldn't really tell from this one, how much total now have we used from the current fund balance and how much is remaining?
700, we used almost 700 left over, 600 something.
We took initially how much, 300?
We had 1,373,000.
Right.
So we're using 700, leaving $673,000 on the table.
Okay.
Which is almost doubling what was there last year.
Yeah. All right. My other question is, I agree with everything being put in there, but I would also still really like to use a little bit more of that surplus to actually have a reduction in taxes. Because how often do we have an opportunity to reduce the taxes? So I would really... that's the only way I'm going to approve the entire budget, if I see a reduction in taxes.
Yes.
So I'm willing to wait to see these final numbers from the
police.
Right,
well, that would be
right.
A 45,000 reduction that we would leave on the table for the taxpayers.
Yeah,
so
it's
say,
still not too much.
Okay.
I would like a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay, but let me just say that.
Yes.
Let me finish. I'm just putting that on the table now, that I want a higher reduction than what we currently have. And then there was no mention of anything, I see what was here. From the recreation.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, does this currently somewhere show the ground plants thing? Remember we approved that?
Right.
Is that in there?
Natasha, how much do we have budgeted for recreation at the moment?
We have $7,000 in operating expenses, and we put $7,000 for capital.
Right.
Not counting the $40,000 for salaries and wages.
That's in there, and that would cover what is that operating expense and capital?
The mulch,
whatever the flower
plant,
yeah.
Right?
How much of that salary and wages is that a whole year's worth?
40,000.
We did that 40,000 in salaries and wages.
Right. Yeah, but how much is that going to take us to? Is that that's
it's
not
the entire year.
That it would be the entire year for everybody, right?
Well,
that's already
well,
in there.
It's
not everybody.
Right.
So the ground plant's in there. Is that capital then for the fencing, or what's that $7,000 capital for?
They had a list for when they asked initially for $17,000.
Right.
You know, we talked
right.
about. They had a list, so we just put $7,000 right now.
So that includes their other requests, not the fencing then.
There's $7,000 in operation, and then there's $7,000 in capital, so there's $14,000 total.
Right. Well, the operation, I'm assuming, is
it's
the plant.
Flowers,
but right.
All that.
So then
and
the $7,000.
So we've given them $7,000. They've requested an additional what, $6,500?
No.
To make it
$13,000. They wanted a total of
$13,000.
I have already.
So they need another
$6,500. They need another $6,500.
Okay.
Is that close?
Yeah.
Another $6,500 to get everything they wanted.
Right.
I'm still not in favor, though, of paying the background checks. I know it's in
that's
the budget.
That's not a capital plan.
But it's in there. It's already in their
request.
In the request. That's part of the money for the request. Did we want to individually approve everything?
They asked for $200, and then on top of it was the fence.
Right. Yes. The repainting of the pool is $1,200. The lounge chairs is $2,000. The background checks is $800. It's about $4,000 plus $11,000 for the fence.
Background check
is not
capital,
capital
right?
Right.
They can't ask capital money for the background.
Right.
Well, the painting and the lounge chairs wouldn't be capital either.
Correct.
We would if we gave them the money, we would just put it in their
operations.
Right.
That brings me to another point. that I thought about after the last meeting. Capital. When we spend capital money, doesn't that have to have a life expectancy of 5 years or more?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you were here the last at the last time, you were talking about painting the pool.
Right.
Is that going to last 5 years or longer?
Yeah, that's the whole reason why we want to do the sandblasting and everything, because if we press the surface properly, then absolutely.
It'll last 5 years.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that, as long as it lasts 5 years and they don't come next year. You know what I mean? If we get it in capital,
right,
we can't give you money to pay for pay it again.
Yes, correct.
Out of the capital fund.
Now, did everybody have a chance to look at that fencing, though?
I did a drive-by today.
Okay.
The sides look okay.
There's, you kind of go in, because the inside is where the patching is, unfortunately. If they had patches on the outside, it wouldn't be as dangerous, but there's patching, and the edges, like, they just kind of cut fence and patch it up, and the edges are bent inwards, and then they're all rusted, and we've actually had people get cut on them already. And then the wood that the poles actually fastened to that hold all the fencing is rotted away, so they're kind of just, you can jiggle them at this point. And then if you go to the top of the bleachers, there's...
No, the top is destroyed.
Right.
At the top, the back there, that...
Yeah, those are like, you literally fall right out of it.
That is terrible.
Needs to be reattached. But
I do have another question for you that I didn't think about then. Now, do you want a gate in what's open now into the dugouts, correct?
Correct.
And they're going to be locked?
Correct.
Do you know that the... I don't know if I'm going to talk about this. The fire department uses the field
as
a landing zone.
The main gate that opens that they drive in through will have a... In fact, it has a lock on it now, but it will have a combination lock. Right? They will have access to it at any time. It will just be closed off from public.
They probably need a key lock on it, and the fire department would need a key, because...
I think at the moment it isn't a key yet.
Somebody said no like that.
Yeah.
But the field is used for...
Mm-hmm.
No,
they do sell that edging for trench repair. You know, it's like this, like rubberized kind of stuff. You'd look online rather than, you know, repair the whole thing or replace the whole fence. I'm again just in favor of repairing it and making it safe. So.
I have a problem with just repairing it if the risk manager said that there is a problem to the public. If there's a problem to the public, then you're talking about litigation. So that's what I have a problem with.
Yeah, one bad thing happens.
One bad thing happens, if someone else gets hurt.
Any repairs would have to, you know,
not just patch up.
Any repairs, including a patch up, the risk manager still can come out and take a look and give an opinion on that as well,
but
even beforehand.
But he gave us a letter saying that.
Here's the issue that I have with that.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and he said that the fence needs to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
It's in writing right now, no matter when it was that he came out in February or whatever. It's in writing.
Mm-hmm.
The attorney sat here and said we're on notice.
Right.
So if we make repairs, and the repairs are inadequate, that puts us...
Well, I said you get the risk manager to come out.
I understand that, but if we're going to spend $7,000 to repair, and then he comes out and says, well, those repairs
are
good.
Who said anything about spending $7,000 to repair?
Listen,
just
the
number
thrown
out. Yeah.
I'm just saying, we spend $4,000 in repair. And he comes out and he says... That ain't getting it.
That ain't getting
it. We blew $4,000.
You wouldn't do it if he wouldn't approve it in advance.
How's he going to approve it in advance?
It's because you tell him what
the
repairs are going
to
be.
Product.
You say, this is the edging product that we're going to apply. This is the contractor we're going to use. Blah, blah, blah. They approve it in advance. It's not a big deal.
No.
So as it stands now, they would need an additional $5,200 if we were to do the A&S fencing with and... cleaning, repainting the pool. Right now there's only 7,000. They would need 5,200 to do those two things. I'll make the motion that we increase that $5,200 so they can fix the pool and set the fencing.
That doesn't include the background checks.
Well, that's capital, I'm increasing the capital.
That contract is not capital, right?
So there's a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any other discussion on that? Let's do a roll call on it, please.
Cleaver?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yeah.
McDonald?
Yeah.
Torres?
No.
Connor?
Yes.
Okay, so that's $5,200, right?
So now it's up to $12,200 in their capital.
Okay, so now, the reduction in the budget, based on what we did before, then, is now $458.
Right.
Okay. Now, is that what you wanted?
Thank you.
Okay.
Are you telling her to get out now?
Well, I'm saying, she told me.
Like that, right?
Now we can work it out. You can say it, you want.
Yeah, well, we didn't do it all, I can say that. There's still lounge chairs and background checks that need selling, these things.
Oh, okay. I thought the lounge chairs were included in that.
No.
No, because that's not capital.
Why not? They last more than 5 years.
She made a motion on the capital thing, she said, just the painting.
That was part of it, the $3,000.
No, the lounge chairs are additional $2,000.
That's an additional.
In addition to $12,500?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, we'll talk about that then.
Sorry. Do you really need the lounge chairs? How many do you have?
We have four that are functional.
How many did you have? A dozen of them?
We had a dozen, yeah.
Only six working chairs left, according to last meeting.
Yeah, well, I went and checked them out. There's two, I mean, there's six, but two of them have quite a few cracks in them, and not exactly.
What are they made out of? Wood or plastic?
They're plastic. The ones that we're looking to get are galvanized steel. They will definitely last a long time.
The only problem I have with that is, it's like, you know, what, even 10 chairs, 12 chairs, you know what I mean? It's like first come, first, hardly anyone ever even had the opportunity to use the chairs, never enough chairs. You know, people, you go to the beach, you have to bring your own chair, you know? It's like, I wouldn't have a problem if we actually had like 75 chairs, you know, but you still only 10 chairs isn't like, I don't know, it's a hard thing. I think it's great if you go to the pool, you can get a chair.
The thing that gets me is when the little kids take it and they put their towels on it and then they go in the pool and they don't go back to it.
It's different if you had a ton of chairs and, you know, people had a good chance of getting a chair, but it's like, I don't know.
And correct for a moment, but I heard rumors that you guys were going to charge to rent the chairs out.
No.
Okay.
That would never happen.
That's what I heard.
One commissioner threw that out and somehow that would never happen.
Okay.
I mean, my main...
It's just like we all don't pay any taxes and we get our cable for free.
Yeah, that would get your money back.
Well, it's funny, because my main concern with the chairs are for the senior citizens that can't carry their chair in, and they don't have to pay to get in, but then they have to pay for a chair, that would be...
Be all.
That would be all.
But how many times is that senior citizen able to grab the chair to get the chair?
And I was talking with the commissioner of some way to make it their priority with those chairs.
Yeah, because then I don't have a problem with it either.
Most of the time it's not seniors, right?
Yeah.
You know, reserved strictly for them.
If we get 10 chairs or 20 chairs and there's 20 senior citizens.
Yeah, but they're not going to get them. The soccer moms get there. That's what, you know, that's
well,
the thing.
Well, there's a rule, you know.
Oh,
that's
a rule.
That's the thing, you know. Like, I think it should be that's who gets it first, and if there's leftover.
There maybe should be more chairs. If you're going to have chairs at all, you got to have a lot more.
So you want to increase their budget to give
them? No. Okay. Maybe they're not the right chairs. Maybe those are not the right chairs.
Sorry,
you know, right. Well, okay, right.
Why don't we talk to local banks and, you know, things like that and see if they would like to provide chairs?
Yeah, they can put their name on it.
We can put little things. This chair was provided
donated
by a PNC bank or by... Yeah.
That is a good idea.
We can work that through the bid.
Have
them put it out through all of their...
Excellent idea.
All the members.
That's a great idea.
They'll buy five chairs. They want them to be able to purchase them.
And have the sponsor chair.
Sponsor, yeah.
Somewhere on the little tag.
Because in reality, you should probably have 40 chairs.
Yeah, no, that is great.
Mm-hmm. That'd be much better.
Even some donations for the stuff, Walmart or Target.
No, we want
to. How much are the chairs? $200?
Hey.
Fine, why can't you share with the party?
And Victor emailed me, he said you can do maybe a little...
Albia sent mine one of my couple of...
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
We'll hit up Albia.
A lot of...
I think a lot of businesses...
The main office...
I mean, it wouldn't be expensive to donate a chair.
Exactly, I mean, you know, small business can buy one chair and put their name on it, and the little ad for them, it's a lot.
Yeah, can we do that, Lee? Remember, because the whole thing with the signs around the fence to get sponsors and all that? Just check on the whole legality.
The green acres thing, yeah.
But even having a business drive by, it says, welcome to Washington Borough.
Oh, that's true, so they're donating, it's not sponsored.
Exactly, yeah. Like, they were allowed, like, Washington Borough was allowed to put a sign up because of what they donated.
Right.
Rotary Club put up the big sign. I mean, yeah, it's like, they're allowed.
I'm not saying you're not allowed, I'm just saying, yeah.
Double check.
Double check, that's all.
I'll send her an email on Monday.
So then...
While you're here, Melissa, can I ask you a question? Can we get a report of what you made and what you spent for each program?
Report, yeah.
As of what? Like, the last year or...
Just as a, you know...
Final number.
Yeah, you know how much your trust account is right now?
I don't, with the new system,
You're working on it.
Yeah, I can tell you what they brought in the last 2 months.
In the last 2 months?
Yeah, well, January and February, they brought $4,600.
And how much did they spend?
I didn't look at the spend, I just printed the report from what they brought.
Okay, if you could...
Friday, yeah.
That doesn't cover it, no.
Now, also on that, Christine, I thought we were going to add in the road department part-timer into there, the one that... Wait a second, salaries and wages, it says $40,000.
It wasn't...
No, he's not in recreation, he's in...
I know, but he works down at the park.
Yeah.
You mean one of our summertime employees? We've always taken it out of the DPW.
Since when? Since we became a rec committee, right?
So that we can bring him back to DPW should we need him.
Right, since they became a commission. He works, we need him, we pull him.
I understand that.
Well, anyway, getting back to the chair. We need to make a motion then too, because that wasn't included in that, so... If we're going to, you know, approve some chair money, we should do that now. So I'd like to make a motion to approve $1,500 of the $2,000 for the chairs.
They're going to get those signs?
They can go ask for donations?
That doesn't mean they're going to get any, and then they're going to end up with no chairs. Or just some chairs, where, you know what I'm saying?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we let Melissa see if she could get donations? Because...
Yeah, we have time, but we could wait.
Between the introduction and adoption of the budget, we're going to have at least 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
If she comes in 30 days and says, everybody's turning me down, we'll put the 1,500 in.
Okay.
All right. We will withdraw your motion.
Yep. Thank you. Okay.
Was the pool painting in the Capitol Park?
Yeah.
The painting and the fence.
Do you have anything else?
Wait, just what was the total amount on that again?
$12,500.
For the rec.
Thank you.
Hi. And that was all I had. Thank you.
Junior, I have a question. Would you like to wait until we get the final numbers from the police before we...
Actually, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
before we did anything else with the fund balance.
Exactly.
No, this is what I would like to see. I'm kind of on the same lines as her right there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to reduce 2%, that's 44.5. You said 45, right?
Right.
We're at 37,000 for a penny. I say we add another 30,000 out of the 673 that's left. That still gives us 640. And we make it an even 2 cent tax reduction, municipal tax reduction.
We should go a little bit higher if we can. I think.
Pardon me?
Tax reduction, I think, should be probably around...
Well, it depends what the number is.
We should wait to find out.
There's something that I'm scared of with this.
What's that?
And it's it kind of goes to something I read in the Express Times today. With the sequester potential coming,
mm-hmm.
New Jersey losing money, you know, they're not sure that the revenue projections for New Jersey are going to be the same. And if New Jersey itself finds itself short of money, we could lose potentially state aid, COMTRA money, DOT money, things like that.
So we don't get a lot anymore from the state.
We don't.
No, but... You know, will we get $140,000?
No, I don't know.
I don't think
that's
that. We got $593,000 in state aid.
Okay. So, I mean...
Energy receipts and contracts.
Oh, it,
so
it,
if they start to play with that...
Away.
Yeah, but here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of the state saying... I wasn't going to say. Darn! How much money these municipalities have in their...
Reserve.
Surplus?
Yeah.
Or their fund balance? We could use some of that, just like they did the COA money.
Well, yeah. But they'll take it from the energy receipts,
yeah,
like they always
do. They have to take comfort.
It doesn't matter, but that's where it'll come from.
But even because of that, that's almost like the very reason. Because of that, that's why I feel, do it now, because it might
we
be,
might
not
have
be
another
years
right.
before, exactly.
Well,
that's
it.
Yeah.
See, this
yeah,
year
we
we're, we'll give a 2 cent reduction.
Right.
Next year we give a $5 reduction in the sewer bill, and the people...
I'm waiting for the retirement year when I retire.
When you retire?
Probably in 2 years.
Who,
I'm giving my money away.
I know. That's like,
you know what I'm saying? So next year we'll be giving something back also.
Also.
Maybe
yeah,
not at five. But
okay.
Three,
maybe not five.
Four
yeah.
450.
But before we decide on any number,
I
mean, we probably
yeah,
wait
I say before we decide on an actual number.
Because
at a minimum, it'll be 2 cents.
Number
the
one.
Most we would take from surplus, probably.
Number one, the police, okay, are totally unpredictable in Washington Township. So we do not know. All we know is what they told us so far, which is they think it's going to be 2%, not 4%. Stats remain so far, but, you know, they're always full of surprises over there. So until we get the final numbers, we should...
Well, you know,
wait.
Now they have an assistant chief and another lieutenant.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that all along.
So, you know, they're finding a way to spend that money, our money,
yeah.
by promoting these people.
Say that again, Dave.
They have an assistant chief and two lieutenants.
Yeah,
you have a chief, an assistant chief, and now two lieutenants, where before you had a chief and two lieutenants.
So they essentially created another
just
position.
Yeah.
Right. Even though that they save money. Now, I have a question for you.
Do they need our permission to do that?
The $91,000, they want to give us a check
okay.
in return. Okay, now, my question is, and we couldn't decide on this, we didn't know, can that be used this year? Or does that have to go into the fund balance?
Depends when I get the check.
All right, if you get the check before July 1st?
If I get the check before the budget is adopted,
oh, before it's adopted, then we can use it this year.
Then I could use it as a revenue to offset the shared services agreement.
Right.
And
so that would further
it.
Reduce it.
Right. Yeah, if I
you
don't
get that money.
And what happens after? If it happens
it goes
after?
To fund balance and we can
which
use it
next
in
year.
2014.
Okay.
I mean, still the money.
We're not going to get it anyway. They're not going to give us the 91. It's not a
that's
shot.
It's
not
going to
happen.
Instead of giving us
90, the attorney ever
yeah.
found that. He was supposed to
so we can
that.
We can say, we don't want a check. You give us
a
check.
We want the $92,000 credit.
Right. Because they're going to spend it no matter what. They're going to either give us a check or they're going to apply it towards their budget.
The only, I guess, negative thing I see about getting a credit is
mm-hmm.
from year to year,
mm-hmm.
your expenses would look up,
yes,
down,
yeah.
and up.
Yeah.
So it's going to be harder to explain to the resident, somebody who picks up the budget,
and that's what
right.
they said that.
To get a credit.
Yes,
and
they did say that.
Right. So I would rather have a check as a revenue to offset total expense.
Mm-hmm.
The impact is still the same, but it looks better if somebody that doesn't know Washington Borough
mm-hmm.
picks up the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you'll have those numbers tomorrow. So at a bare minimum, it's 2 cent reduction.
Yeah.
Are we all in agreement with that?
Bare minimum.
The bare minimum, but I would like to see like a 5 cent. Even
but,
if even if the revenue savings are like 15 to 20 cents, 5 cents is like the most. So I'm saying, okay, 5 cents is better than two cents to give back to to the
5 cents is almost $200,000 out of the surplus.
And that's the 2% that the police...
We worked hard to get that surplus up fund balance to where it is, and really need to keep it.
2% of our police budget is $40,000.
Exactly, and we're back where we were, taking out tax anticipation notes.
That's 2% of our $2.2 million.
Okay.
That's 4.5.
If you start throwing money...
Wait to see what the final police numbers are, and then also that $91,000. That $91,000 would make up for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we're not going to...
The $91,000 might get us to the 5 cents.
But they're not going to do the 91. They're not even get... We'd be lucky with the 40, whatever.
We're going to get the 91.
We're going to get the 91?
We're going to get the 91.
No way. No way.
You think?
They're already spent it, just like you said.
Okay.
No, it's not.
They're going to redo their administrative costs. You'll see. See.
They'll have a new... They'll have a new...
Well, we're going to get the 91,000 anyway. So that would offset another $100,000 off the budget, which would be another 3 cents.
And then there's almost your 5 cents.
For the police, if they give the strike, we'll use it for all of
that. Then you don't have to use it.
And I would be...
We've got to have to keep that healthy.
And put the rest in savings, you know. So we're talking...
I'm going to negotiate when I need the money.
Okay. Negotiate with you. No, there is no negotiation.
Show me the money. Yep.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, we're reducing it by 4 cents, and if the...
Right now there's 2 cents, two cents. On the table. And that's
but you're adding another 2 cents.
And
that's
right.
If the police budget goes down 2%.
And I'd be very happy with 4 anyway. That'd be great. So...
You're adding
You can't blame me for trying.
Yeah. We're taking notes.
Can you? You're the only two.
Yeah.
Like it's your money.
It is my money.
No, it's the people's money.
No. I work very hard to make sure people have this money, so the
Yeah, but
the
people want us to take care of the money responsibly so that we can keep a good credit rating.
And that's why we have Natasha and Christine.
Right.
But I feel like it's my money, you know.
You want to pay this?
No.
Okay.
Fine.
Ooh, no.
We didn't get a pay raise.
We might be able to get your pay raise.
So, I don't think anyone else did either.
I thought you didn't.
Somebody had to say that.
No, we took it out.
They took it out. A measly, whatever it was going to be, another $5 every 2 weeks, and they took it out. So, you know, forget it.
Okay. You want to put it back in there if there's another surplus?
You're still going to have almost $650,000 in surplus, even if we take out another 30.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I'm saying it's 30. But if you start going past that, I'm very, very...
Well, all right. Well, listen. I'm talking about whatever it equals to one penny.
I understand.
I mean, if we say 44 for the police, you know, the police contract there, another 30 would be 74. We're
right.
At 37,000 per penny. 37, 74.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. But if we have to go up to like another 3,000, 33,000.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
My biggest, you know, I understand the concept of giving back to the residents and lowering and, you know, but you always have to look and see what exactly does those 2 cents equal to an average resident. And to the average resident is $28 a year. Now you take this $70,000 that you said you want to cut to say, you know, we've cut the budget, and you put it toward the roads, they might appreciate that more than, oh, you just saved me $28 a year.
Not now, especially with this stuff that, like Scott was talking about, you know, people are paying more for their medical, people are going to have to pay more for this, they're going to have to pay more for that. 2 cents, $28, I can take my family to McDonald's.
But it's
going to
be hard to get there
because
there's multiple.
I have one other question.
I'm with you, Natasha, on that. You know, let's keep the money there and
the library.
Use it for the infrastructure in the future.
The library is all in this too, right? Yeah, because like it's not broke as
like
far as that.
Sure, sir.
When you see the tax rate broken out, it's separated. Like
county,
that and that. We're still overall. Because see, last year I thought we were going to come under. And last year, overall, we really kind of still went up a little bit.
We were down.
The library was 172 last year. The library is 172
right.
This year.
So are we going to, I want to see, bottom line, at the end of the day, it's less.
Yes.
Well, because last year...
State regulated.
You're talking about that municipal tax rate.
Yes.
Right, because I broke it out when we did our budget summary.
Right.
Right, and it really didn't go...
If you look at page 10...
Right, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I want to make sure it's going down.
Okay.
You look at the page...
Christine knows what I'm talking about.
11. I know what you're talking about. You look at page 11. On the bottom, it says total amount to be raised by taxes. That includes us and the library.
Page 11, I start on page 12.
11.
I start...
No, that would be your expense, that's your expenses. Did you print the revenues?
Yes.
There's the expense part and there's the revenue.
Oh, okay.
The revenue portion? It's in the back.
Okay.
It's in the back.
Yep.
Okay, sheet 8, sheet 7.
Yeah, I got it.
11. You see the 5559 in 2012?
Yeah.
And 5554 in 2013. That's inclusive of the library. Now, we just put back $5,200, so it's roughly the same, you know, like David said, it's only a couple of hundred dollars difference now.
$400, yeah.
I just don't want to get into the position where we might need tax anticipation notes again.
No TANs, right?
No TAN.
Okay.
And the collection rate, because it was 95 point whatever, it went down a little bit, tiny little bit, not much.
So the reserve will go up.
We build it, we put the reserve up $45,000.
Are you doing, by the way, are you doing the same thing that you did before, the percent of the regular budget is going, of the salaries goes towards the sewer tip?
Yes.
Okay, and it's the same as last time?
Yes.
We're still making money.
The sewer can is sitting right there. What are you shaking your head for?
Who?
You.
Sewer can is good. We're spending all that much more money and we're still making money by raising $5 a month. Listen, the bottom line is this, Scott, I don't have a problem with keeping a healthy surplus, but there's a difference between a healthy surplus and taking more than we need. If we're still going to have overall $30,000 relative, you know, to 673, is a drop in the bucket. That's kind of like the sequester that's coming, right?
Yeah.
It's a drop in the bucket.
When looking in the grand picture, yeah.
Yeah, but in the grand picture, if we have another 1.3 next year or $1.4 million next year...
You're not going to have $1.2.
I know. But our inner funds are going to be paid off next year.
Yes.
So, my point to that is that if we keep the sewer charges going next year, you know I'm on this.
Yes, I know.
That at the end of the contract with Veolia right there, that money that's in that sewer account, you know, is ours. So there's no, if we still go at, what are we going at, $500,000 a year? $600,000 a year? $700,000 a year? You know, we're paying off what, $350,000 this year with, out of the inner funds?
$496,000, I think.
How much?
I think it was $469,000 or $496,000.
$500,000.
But we're going to be losing a big industrial, you know, tire.
Correct.
The only thing we're going to be losing from them is what they pay for the surplus. And I think that's only $3,500 a year. That's only $3,500 a year. They're still going to be charged at what they're being charged at commercial EDU over there right now. Whether they use it or not, that's their property.
Unless they give up reserve capacity.
If they give up the reserve capacity, the reserve capacity is only $3,500 a year that they're paying.
That's because they use the rest.
Pardon me?
That's because they use the rest, right? It says that they pay for the sewer and what's left is reserve capacity.
Yeah, you're right, because even if they bulldoze the buildings...
They're paying for a certain amount of reserve.
The sewer line is still going to be there anyway.
They're not even close to what they're paying for reserve. But that's only $3,500 a year, so we're only going to lose $5,000 a year from them on the sewer account. When we're up at $600,000 a year, again, another drop in the bucket. I'm just saying.
I just remember back in 2006 when we had $30,000 in surplus.
That's because you don't want...
That was 2009.
Because you were not there to monitor this and you're doing a great job.
So, you know, I just, you know, I understand deductions and I'm okay for giving some back
in some shape or form, and just don't want us to, you know, get money happy and say, ooh, look how much money we've got, let's go shopping.
No, yeah. Don't cut your nose off to spite your face.
Right.
I understand that.
Plan for the worst, hope for the best. What do you think our fund balance should be, Natasha? What do you think is a healthy fund balance for us?
Well, our municipality.
Well, I'll give you Tom Sperry's version, and then I'll give you my version.
Fair enough.
Tom Sperry's version is our fund balance should be 10% of our total levy.
Okay.
Which is $1.7 million.
Wow.
In fact, when we talked to the Moody's, that's what he was preaching, is look, we've got $1.4 million, we are so close of having 10% of the levy. You know, and hopefully it will help. I would love to have 5% of the entire budget. So if our budget is $7 million, a little bit over $7 million, $400,000 or $500,000, I would be, that's the part that is untouchable. Not the $500,000, and then we'll use the money to anticipate the budget. But after everything's said and done,
that's what's left.
That's what the bare minimum we should have in the budget. So the six, you know, like we talked about that I have over $600,000. If we take 30, I'll be okay. But we can't count on we'll take more, and next year we have funding capital projects with cash. Because if we start depleting the fund balance, then the capital projects will be funded with debt, and we're going to go back to the same
right.
cycle of
no,
issuing
right.
debt
no.
and paying for
yeah,
the
yeah,
debt
no,
and
no.
accumulating and accumulating debt.
Yeah.
So if we want to pay for capital projects, we should leave a higher fund balance
right.
that allows us, you know, if we get the DOT grant that up $140,000 and we need $200,000, that will allow us to put that extra $60,000 to fund the road
mm-hmm.
and, you know, to do the drainage and, you know, to do little things like that.
Does that include the new deal next year? Is that sound for the parking lot?
No, that doesn't include that. That's 2014.
That we have to take over?
Yeah.
But we've got $309,000 set aside.
Yeah, that's sitting in a separate line item.
Already?
So it's not, it's the whole
once,
thing is already
once
sitting.
The
interfunds
are paid off.
Are
yeah.
paid off,
yeah.
yeah.
Good.
So next week, if we're timing up great here, it's going to
yeah.
all come together.
That's excellent.
So we're still
thank
going to
God.
Be next year.
Mm. No more you.
Yeah, but now we can reach up and touch the top of the hole.
Look at how far we've come. 2009.
Yeah. I don't want to start going back down again.
Steps on our fingers when we try to get out.
Yeah.
And we're fine. Like over there with the police.
Okay, 10 minutes until Board of Adjustment. Unless
but
you have something else.
Sum it up. We're basically waiting for the police numbers. Now, if we don't get police numbers tomorrow because we're talking about Washington Township,
yeah.
are we still introducing the budget on March 5th?
Yes.
We introduce it on time. We're going to introduce it as is, except for recreation adjustments. I'll take a penny off, and then as we get the township numbers, we'll amend before we adopt?
Yes.
I can
maybe we should
I can
wait.
Go.
We can still wait. We have time. We don't have to do it on the 5th. We can do it the next meeting after that.
Well, it has to be introduced by March.
It does.
Yeah, that's our last meeting before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I
we
mean,
have to
we could ask for special dispensation for the March 19th, but why
not? No,
yeah,
no, don't
no,
ask
yeah,
for that.
No,
right,
introduce
right.
it.
Right.
We can always amend it before
yeah.
the
yeah.
Right.
Do we know what the schools are doing?
No.
The county is doing. Oh, the county is on hold, too.
Yeah.
We never got a letter back from them last year on the open space either, did we?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, they just kind of blew that off.
I think we've sent them two years in a row, didn't we?
What would happen if we didn't send them their check?
You don't have the right not to send them
yeah.
a check.
But you can send them another reminder
we'll
letter.
Send you a check with an interest that you can't afford to pay.
How much do we pay them?
The county?
For open space.
It's a huge chunk of the budget. Yeah.
Well, he's just asking about open space, not the entire budget.
It's what, like 2%?
I don't know. County open space, $312,761.04.
That would be an awful lot
it
of
is.
Pennies.
Yeah. That is a lot.
That would be a lot of pennies.
Yes, it would.
Yep.
I say we pay him in full in pennies. Or do we send them a quarterly check?
You carry the bag.
I'll get the dump truck.
Okay.
I'll get the dump trucks.
Okay.
And then salaries, that's the other thing that's still needs.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?